Your Press TV News in brief. A car bomb explosion has claimed the lives of at least 10 people and wounded nearly 200 others in the Afghan capital. The powerful bomb went off near a government compound in central Kabul. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. The Bahraini Center for Human Rights has criticized the Manama regime for banning the only independent newspaper in the tiny Persian Gulf kingdom. Nabil Rajab, the rights group's president, described the closure of the Al-Wasat as an attack against the freedom of expression. Yemenis have staged a demonstration in the capital Sana'a to express solidarity with the Ansarullah fighters. The protesters have denounced the international community's silence on Saudi Arabia's aggression against their country. The demonstrators also said they will support all of Ansarullah's options against Saudi Arabia. Saudi jets continue bombing Yemen. At least two children were killed and several other civilians wounded in the shelling of the Dahir and Shida districts in Sa'da province. Some buildings were also damaged in the attacks. Earlier, another civilian was killed as Saudi warplanes bombed the same province. A UK-based monitoring group says it's documented the deaths of more than 240,000 people since Syria's conflict began back in March of 2011. The so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says over 71,000 civilians were among the victims, including 12,000 children. The World Food Program has decided to cut its aid to Syrian refugees in Lebanon due to budget shortfalls. And the move has caused concern among refugees. They say the decision will worsen their already dire situation. Lebanon is currently hosting over a million Syrian refugees. Official executions. At least nine people have been killed and attacked by Boko Haram terrorists in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say the Takfiri militants opened fire on residents of Tadagara and Dumbalwa villages in Yobe State. Boko Haram has over the past months intensified its campaign of deadly attacks and kidnappings throughout Nigeria.